to Little Lion Man is at $2.60. Six Highland Rain is at $5.50. Five Celesta is at $5.60. And eight Heretic Franco is at $9.40.
Oh, the four amateur drivers' heats, two here in the south, two in the north. Best of luck if you're having a play in the quaddie. Last check off the quaddie, Paul. That's at $5,700 if you're playing into this. First leg, race number two here at Rangiora on a beautiful North Canterbury day. They make a pretty good line too. Should be a wee bit of speed off this front line you would expect. King Cyril drawn on the outside. 2,000 metres, mile and a quarter in the old. Billy Jack to the inner. Lined up to Kevitt's spot, Little Lion Man set to go. Green light, there's a galloper. Highland Rain went rough, lost its spot. Started from the second line and Valhalla galloped out. After 100 metres, there's speed coming from Franco Harrison in the centre of the line. Heretic Franco out wider. Firebreak in the centre. Going through on the inside is Billy Jack. Racing in fifth after 200 metres is Little Lion Man. Followed to the inside by Bettini. Three lengths away then to Lerar. A length to McArdle Smooth. Two lengths behind it is Celesta flicked up. Three lengths away then to Highland Rain. A further three to King Cyril. And five lengths last after galloping out of the gate is Valhalla. Heretic Franco found the lead and continues this good speed by a length and a half on Franco Harrison. There's three lengths away then to Billy Jack reined up. Two to Firebreak on the inside. The first horse away from the markers is Little Lion Man racing in the open. On the inside is Bettini. From Lerar down on the inner. Next to the outside, travelling okay, is McArdle Smooth. Two lengths away then to Celesta, followed by Highland Rain, King Cyril, and three lengths last is Valhalla. Really good tempo as they head out to the 1,100 metres, where it is Heretic Franco. And Richard Sissons leading by two lengths on Franco Harrison, with John Creek by him as second. Third is Jeff Darby aboard Billy Jack at the 1,000 metre mark. Dan Redden in Firebreak race fourth. Danny Blakemore and Little Lion Man, the first ones away from the inside from John McDermott and Bettini on the inner. Alan Edge and McArdle Smoother in the 1-1, but he's the best part of 8 or 9 off the lead pair here. Down on the inside of those runners, Lerar and James Brownlee, Gavin Cook and Celeste go ahead of it. Followed next to the outside by Steve Phillips and Highland Rain from King Cyril and Jerry Cronin, and 5 lengths away then to Sue Blake and Valhalla. Heretic Franco, 600 metres left to go, has 5 lengths to spare and he's let it slide down the side of the track. Second on the inside is Franco Harrison under pressure as Little Lion Man improves 3 wide around Billy Jack. Three lengths away then reined up is Firebreak, followed by McArdle Smooth. Runs coming now from Highland Rain. In between runners is Celesta, then came Bettini, King Cyril and Lerara's tailed out. Homeward bound away from the inside is Heretic Franco, has 2 lengths on Little Lion Man who's chasing hard. Then came Billy Jack, but he's 12 off them. Heretic Franco in front, Little Lion Man through on the insides, coming hard, coming into third then McArdle Smooth, Little Lion Man, Heretic Franco fighting back on the outside. Little Lion Man, Heretic Franco on the outer. She puts the head out. The wrecking ball got it. Heretic Franco won it and beat Little Lion Man. Third over the line, Highland Rain. Then came McArdle Smooth, followed by Celesta. Next to go by Firebreak, Bettini, King Cyril, Valhalla, Franco Harrison, Billy Jack and Lerar will be the last one to come in. She's just got it.
Eight Heretic Franco, $7 and $2. Two Little Lion Man, $1.60. And six Highland Rain, $1.90.
Black Buffet, Alsa Vansalot, Bowtie, Caduceus.
All stars in the history of harness racing.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Where the stars come alive.
Now, Greg Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon.
Well, we had a couple of semi-finals last night at the Australian Pacing Gold at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. The first of those was taken out in impressive fashion by our Waikiki Beach for trainer driver Mark Purden.
Yeah, sure did. And I think what's so impressive about this horse is he's just got that push-button speed, that 26.6 last quarter. Mark Burton's joining us on the show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, that speed that the horse has got, I think it's fair to say you don't normally see that in these sort of two-year-olds. He's just got that turn of foot that very few possess.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think when Nathan came off my back, like he was travelling good. He probably thought he was going to go straight on by him, but he really lifted and... it was a great last quarter.
Tell us a little bit about the horse and how you guys got him.
Well, he's probably brought to our attention by Debbie Quinlan. She had quite a bit to do with him when he was younger, and she thought he was a nice colt, and she mentioned it to one of my owners, Neil Pilcher, and he had a look at him and liked him, and then I subsequently had a look at him, and he ticked all the boxes for me, and we eventually bought him.
So you bought him at the Melbourne APG. Did you always have an opinion of him?
Well, not of the some beaches that I've had in the past. I've always been wanting to get up and run, but he's always been a lot more like a Better's Delight. He's out of a Better's Delight mare, and that's probably come through. He's always been pretty laid back. He's never over impressed me at home, but each time we've taken him off the place, he's just, you know, he's been a better horse.
When he had his first couple of starts in New Zealand, what did you make of those runs? Neither time he ran super time, but he was very dominant in his victory.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why you just left that question mark whether he did have the X factor about him. But he can't do any more than win. But I'd felt since his heat win he was better again, and that proved to be the case last night. He was very impressive.
He's obviously handling the Australian conditions. After the Australian Pacing Gold, what do you do with him? What will you look? What races are you going to aim up at after that?
Well, we probably have a short break and then prepare for the Breeders' Challenge here in Sydney, so he won't be shifting.
That's great news for the Breeders' Challenge. Have our Waikiki Beach hanging around for that. What about some of the other horses in your stable? Smolder was super impressive on Thursday night in the Erentual Cup, running a track record. How's he pulled up?
He's pulled up great, Greg. I thought it was a great run in the Erentual Cup. They went down the back in 27, and he was three out, and he swished up to them and got on the back of Yaya's Hot Shot, and you know, kicked again up the straight, so he couldn't have been more impressive.
And obviously going towards next week's Len Smith Mile, that would have blown the cobwebs out very nicely, and he'd be ready for a crack at Bowtie, yeah?
yes, he will. I'm not predicting he'll be Bowtie, but I think he'll win the run for his money anyway. Yeah.
Now that he's in Australia, you're looking to lead him here for a little while and target some of the Aussie races with him?
Yes, we are, Greg. Like he had a setback through his preparation and just had a blood disorder, but it put him back for quite some time. So he's done very little racing this season, and I don't really want to give him a long spell and prepare him for the New Zealand Cup. I'd rather keep him ticking along, and there's a few good races here, and then there's some in Queensland as well.
We saw Follow the Stars win at Penrith on Thursday night as well. He'll now go to Melbourne for a race down there. He looks as though he's coped with the season that he's had to date.
Yes, he has, Greg. He's probably as well now as he's ever been. I think he's come through Penrith really good, and I think it was a good confident boosting run for him.
What's the? Are you looking at bringing any other horses over in the next week or two, or is this the Australian team that you've got with you at the moment?
Possibly kept under wraps. He'll have one start at home, but he's Breeders' Challenge eligible as well, so we'll probably bring him across for that.
All right. Well, you're here in Australia. You're winning plenty of races, and you're going to play a big role next Sunday in the Australian Pacing Gold with our Waikiki Beach, and also in the Len Smith Mile with Smolder. Thanks for your time this morning.
No, it's a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
There he is, Simon, Mark Purden. He's in Australia. He's got he's brought his big guns with him too. Very impressive the other night, seeing Follow the Stars at Penrith. He's talented 3-year-old, but then our Waikiki Beach, very good last night. And he's just he just continues to find these top horses year in and year out. And to Mark's credit, he goes to the yearling sales, he picks them out as babies, and they just perform at the racetrack.
How do you line up our Waikiki Beach with the winner of the second semi last night, Good Time Sammy?
Well, it's some bad news with Good Time Sammy. Now, he finished the race lame, came back lame. He was examined on track. He was treated at the track, and then he was referred to the uni for some treatment. Now, he's been stood down for 7 days due to the issue. It doesn't sound good. We'll stay in contact with the Emma Stewart stable over the next 48 hours and just see what the fallout is of that. But it's not good news, and fingers crossed that everything will be all right with Good Time Sammy, and we'll see him back. He's a very nice horse, and just speaking with Emma Stewart about her two-year-olds, Good Time Sammy has got a lot of ability and does a really good job. Still learning what it's all about. She's got a lot of time for the horse that chased home, our Waikiki Beach, which is King of the Stars. He's always been the pick of the two-year-olds and was very impressive in his APG heat in Melbourne. And then, of course, last night he was beaten that 8 metres by our Waikiki Beach and looked to be travelling really well at the top of the straight. I think there'll be improvement with King of the Stars next week. I really do. I think that run at Menangle would have been a big experience builder for him, whereas our Waikiki Beach had already been on the track before. So I think there'll be a bit of improvement with King of the Stars, although our Waikiki Beach is going to be a really short price favourite in that race next Sunday.
I noticed that a Good Time Sammy went a quicker mile rate there than our Waikiki Beach. Can you take much into that?
Yeah, well, look, the over 154, 28.3, 27.3 for the last 800 metres of Good Time Sammy, whereas our Waikiki Beach led, showed good speed. He went 27.4, 31.8, so he got a big breather through the middle, 30.3, and then, you know, burst home that 26.6. Probably unextended through the middle stages of the race, our Waikiki Beach. So I'm not sure whether the overall time is too concerning for Mark. But Good Time Sammy's performance, very, very good. Just a massive concern with that injury. And interesting to note that both of those APG semi-final winners last night by Sunbeat Somewhere. So Sunbeat Somewhere is the sire sensation at the moment.
Of the moment, yeah. Well, in Melbourne last night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, we had the final of the Victoria Oaks. It was taken out by Nicky No-No with Greg Sugars aboard. I noticed the favourite was Unplaced Delightful Lana.
Yeah, it's beaten about 9 or 10 metres. The stewards have been they've opened up an inquiry. They've queried performance. Just having a look at Greg Sugars, Victoria Oaks, he's got a fantastic record when he goes to the sprint lane. I'm thinking back 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago when John Tapp took Charlotte Brew down to Victoria for the Victoria Oaks. Greg Sugars drove, sat behind the leader and used the sprint lane and able to win. And then again last night, Nicky No-No got crossed at the start, makes every sense. Luke McCarthy came out on roller skates, got to the front, and then was able to set the speed in front that should have suited him, makes every sense, had her chance, but Nicky No-No sprint laned her late, and a good training performance by Kari Males. Greg Sugars, as I said, did the driving, and Rob Orber, who many people would know, has been in the media for quite some time and is the on-track man at Melton, does all the interviews with the drivers when they come back. And he actually is a part owner in that horse. So good to see Nicky No-No win the Victoria Oaks and give Kari Miles and Greg Sugars some more Group 1 glory.
And in the Group 3 for the Mares, their Sprint Championship, it was the $1.10 favourite Beresara for the Stewart-Lang combination proving too strong.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what drivers were going to go where last night. Because of the Group 1 at Melton, and you had the APG semi-finals at Menangle on the same night, which drivers stayed and went where. And Gavin Lang, of course, stayed to drive at the Oaks program, picked up that winner with Beresari. But then Nathan Jack came up from Melbourne and did all the driving on the Emma Stewart team in Sydney. So drivers got pulled around a bit last night, and some decided to stay at home, some decided to go to Sydney. So good to see Gavin Lang rewarded with a win last night staying in Melbourne.
They are about to move up at Winton. Just before we get there, from Melton last night, Lenny the Shark took out the Captain Sandy free-for-all.
Yeah, 154.2, 28.2, 27.1. So his next start will be next Sunday afternoon in the Len Smith Mile. So you'll have both sides. You'll have Smolder. You'll have Lenny the Shark. It's going to be a cracking race. And Jivan Cullen, a horse from New Zealand that's now with Shane Tritton, is going to be nominated for the race as well. So that race where maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, we're thinking, well, it looks like it's going to be a bow tie show. All of a sudden, that race is starting to build a bit of depth, and I'm really looking forward to the Len Smith Mile next week.
And Kai Valley Blue, who won the Group 2, the Cochrane Trotters Cup, where does it head to from now?
Interesting. I don't know. I'll have to find out and have a chat with the connection. Nice trotter. Obviously, the big trot race, the Great Southern Star, going back about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and that's now completed for the season. But there's plenty of feature trot races in Victoria, and I'm sure Connections will get it ready and have a look at one of those. Unfortunately, no meeting at Coolerman today, speaking of the trotters, but in New South Wales, it's One day a year where we have an all-trotters day, but due to the track and the weather, there's no meeting at Coolamon, so that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's a shame. We've lost that meeting from Coolamon this afternoon. Wintonar Racing, just before we picked them up, the favourite took out the WA Derby on Friday night by 24 metres, Bodan Boaz.
Yeah, that was super impressive. He's a really nice three-year-old, 27-27 his last two quarters. He's had the 16 starts now. He's won 11 of them. They paid very big money for him, the Gary Hall's team, and he's only had the one defeat in Australia. But Gary Hall's got a massive opinion of him. If he keeps performing like that, we're going to see, hopefully, sometime in the future, him over here in the East. And I think he's the real deal, mate.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your time, Hazy. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon.
Good as golf, Tom, and you too.
We'll get Stewie Turner online to review Greyhound Racing in just a moment, but they are running at New Zealand. This is Winton, race number 5.
Jimmy follows it forward. In between runners, Peters Avenue with Anna Jody down on the inside. Liam Sienna's out three wide round Sweet Loress. Back on the inside to Cool Changes. And last a length away is Great Abbey. They run to the end of the back straight with 800 left to run. Summertime Lizzie the inside. Right beside it is Minstrel Boy and three wide McDonario. Down on the inside, Give Me the Night's had the perfect run. Mark of the Man travels well, but bottled up about four back on the inside. Liam Sienna's about four wide on the outside. Leave It to Me is in that bunch as well. And joining those out a little bit wider on the track is Better's Avenue. Hemmed up between runners, Rocky Road in a tightly packed compact field as they run to the 400. Sweet Loress behind those with Anna Jody. Well back is Cool Changes and over the outside to Great Abbey. Summertime Lizzie, Give Me the Night sits and awaits the Alibar Lane. Liam Sienna comes at those a little wider out on the track and Better's Avenue's about five wide stomping after them. Anna Jody is getting right of him behind him. Mark of the Man's got nowhere to go. Summertime Lizzie, Liam Sienna is coming at that. Here they come down the outside. Summertime Lizzie holding, but oh, I think Anna Jody might have bombed it. Anna Jody, Summertime Lizzie, Leave It to Me and right over the top, Cool Changes. Better's Avenue right there. There's a wall of them. In behind those, Give Me the Night. Mark of the Man, no luck. Liam Sienna right there, and so was Minstrel Boy. A bit of a gap away behind those to Great Abbey, along with that Rocky Road and Sweet Loress and McDonario, one of the last to go by.
Yeah, there's a photo. Two Summertime Lizzie, 2:41.40, or 10 Anna Jody, 7:30 and 2:20. Numbers are to come. Now, they have raced at Yonkers. Here's a replay of the concluding stages of race 5.
As they arrive at the top of the stretch, the first time Dancing Yankee has one rival beaten. That is Warwi Needy. He's Oral Blacken. Looking for back-to-back wins. He wanted a price last week. He's out on the lead here by a length and a half over Sapphire City. Better's Edge against the Cones third. Mock It So comes first up. And now here comes the favorite. The half, 57-2. A soft second quarter, 30-1. Rated very kindly by Sean Valley there. And now picking up the cover, Sears and Palake. Down toward the inside as they move up the back stretch. Shuffled was Better's Edge. And the trailers, Dancing Yankee and Warwi Needy. And here's Mock It So on the outside. Mock It So to confront. He's Oral Black, who looks to fight off this favorite, a gap of three. Then to Sapphire City and Palake, three quarters and one, 24-2, 27 second, third quarter. And now Mock It So has taken the lead and draws away by three on He's Oral Black. Down to the inside third, Sapphire City, Palake's between horses and Dancing Yankee on the far outside. Into the stretch, and Mock It So has fled the scene. Mock It So by four. A host of pursuers battling for second, but Mock It So. Going to win it here by 2.5. Closing in was Dancing Yankee to narrow the divide. Third was Palake in 1:52.4.
Yonkers the fifth there, 4.653 to result. Four Mackett So, 4.80.230. Six Dancing Yankee, 2.10. No third for five Polak and three ran fourth, Sapphire City.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world.
But Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Now, Stewie Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins us. Good morning, Stu.
Morning, mate. How you going?
Very well, thanks. Well, I've had a great weekend of Greyhound action. It kicked off on Friday night with the final of the Maitland Cup. And here we saw a great win by Spacecraft for Lorraine Atchison.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It was a terrific night up at Maitland on Friday night. A great meeting there, and as you said, we had the $40,000 to the winner, Group 2 Maitland Cup as the feature race. What a race it was, with Spacecraft taking the honours in an absolute thriller. It really was in the balance to the end. Camacho looked to have it in the bag after zooming out of the boxes, but Spacecraft went wide down the home straight, overtook Camacho and pipped Legrand Logie, who finished second by 3/4 of a length. It was an absolutely brilliant finish and a first group title as an owner trainer for Lorraine Aitchison, so well done to her. And look, it was a memorable night for the family, because Legrand Logie, who finished second, as I said, is owned and trained by Jeff and Carol Eaton, who's Lorraine's sister, and her other sister, Nolene Holloway, who's a respected trainer in her own right. Well, she showed her singing prowess by singing the national anthem before the final at Maitland, so it was a big night for the family all around there. But Spacecraft have been a real star over the last few months, been really hitting his caps, done fantastic, and he's now being aimed for the Peter Mosman Classic in June, and he's been enjoying a great time over these last few months, as I said. So look, well done to Lorraine and Connections, a great win and a great night up at Maitland. We saw some fantastic racing.
Now, did Zipping Saxon actually run favourite?
Yes, he did, and look, it looked a strong bet, but look, it was an even field. It really was one of those where you look at and think, well, most of these have got a chance. Look, I certainly wouldn't write off Zipping Saxon for more wins. It was just one of those that Camacho came out of the boxes like an absolute bullet, really did lead the way. But Spacecraft showed his good racing sense, went really wide down the home straight, and then came home as well, absolutely whizzed home. So look, it was just a fantastic run by Spacecraft. He always looked the big danger. I think he paid about $3. So, look, well done to Spacecraft. Fantastic run. And, look, I won't bet against him picking up a couple more group wins over the year. He looks like he's going to be a handful.
Space Star ran 41.71 last night in the first of those Gold Cup heats of Wentworth Park. And it was the favourites who cleared out from the rest of them. Space Star defeating Sweet It Is, and then big margins to third.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Great night's racing at Wentworth Park last night. As you said, two heats of the Gold Cup for the stayers. And, yeah, another win for Space Star. I seem to be talking about Space Star every week on this Sunday morning show. But, look, he just does the business every time. He came home in a super 41.71 for yet another win at Wentworth Park. But, look, he was chased home hard by Sweet It Is, who was only narrowly behind, ran a sub 42 seconds as well. That's a pretty good effort from Sweet It Is. And, look, it sets up a great final next week. Space Star again might find it a little tricky going from box four in the final, but look, you wouldn't have bet against him the way he's been going. So, look, a fantastic final next week. There was some good racing at Wentworth Park last night. I think the track was going particularly quick, some fast times recorded. One of the standouts was Chica Destacada. Good to see her back on form. She ran 29.51. She's one to keep an eye on over the coming week. She looks like she's back in the groove. So, look, a great night at Wentworth Park next week, last night. And we've got some other great racing coming up over the next couple of weeks there too.
We had Timmy Newbold on air yesterday morning with his selections for Wentworth Park. He gave us Mulloway, which won the second of those Gold Cup heats. Ran a slower time than Space Star. So I suppose you'd have to have Space Star ahead of the winner of the second heat there last night.
I think you've got him, mate. I mean, it's really difficult to look beyond Space Star. But look, Mulloway, as you said, been going pretty well recently for Joanne Price. She's doing some good work with that chaser. I think he ran a 600-metre track record up at Albion Park a few weeks ago. And look, up in Queensland, he's been going well. He's a decent roughie for the final, but look, you can't look beyond Space Star and Sweet It Is just because they've been there and they've done it with their records. They're going to be tough to beat. Neither of them boxed particularly well for the final, I don't think. I think Sweet It Is has got box seven, which looks tricky. But realistically, you can't look beyond Space Star. He's just an absolute freak.
And the Dubbo Carnival starts today, Stu.
Yeah, that's right. It kicks off this evening at 6 o'clock. Four meetings over the next 7 days. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, a week of racing out west in Dubbo. We've got the heats of the Shaky Jakey Maiden Series tonight. Fields form and expert picks for that one available now at thedogs.com.au. More meetings at Dubbo on Tuesday and Thursday before the action culminates next Sunday with the Cosmic Rumble Gold Cup. $25,000 to the winner up for grabs in that one. Sure to be a great field assembled for that. The heats for that one are on Tuesday, I believe, mate. Look, I would be keeping an eye on Susie Cargo and Adam Handler. Both of those two have been in great form over the last couple of weeks, and I think those two could be the ones to watch in this series. But look, It's going to be a fantastic week in store over at Dubbo and the Fields Form, and all the news that you need are going to be at thedogs.com.au.
And anything else coming up over the week aside from the Dubbo Carnival?
Oh, mate, you can say that again. We've got some, well, we've got plenty of racing coming up. It's a really busy week this week. As I said, Dubbo tonight, and they also go at Canberra as well. Then on Monday, really busy day. We've got racing at Bathurst, Wentworth Park again, and Nowra for the semis of the Group 3 Puppy Classic there. I reckon Fantastic Spiral and Fantastic Sid are the ones to get on there. Tuesday, another busy day. They go at Gosford, Lismore and Dubbo again. Wednesday, they jump at Bull Eye and Richmond. Thursday, plenty of action again with meetings at Maitland, Dapto and Dubbo. Friday, it's back to Casino, Unibet Gardens and Wentworth Park. And then Saturday, we've got an absolutely unmissable day. I'm looking forward to this one already. We've got the Group 3 Puppy Classic Final at Nowra, the Group 3 Final at Wentworth Park for the stayers, and great racing over at Richmond as well. So, look, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic week. You can check out all the Fields Form and expert picks at thedogs.com.au. And just a quick reminder, just a little further afield, on Thursday, we've got the Group 2 Queensland Derby Final. I reckon Dinah Villa and No Donuts look the two standouts for me. But, yeah, an absolutely jam-packed week again in racing. Should be an absolute cracker. And, yeah, all the Fields Form and all the news you need at thedogs.com.au.
Terrific, Stu. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem, mate. You take care.
Stewie Turner there from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. They've just jumped at Rangiora.
So the three mistake makers, now four as Contella goes up. It's Contella, Squire John, Consider Me Now and October Rain. They are the last four. Need Six work to the lead and leads a length and a half in front of Katie's Invasion. Three back on the inside now is Lady Tanya, followed then by Sunblock. Next is Diana Harbour, racing about three lengths off the first quartet. In came Native's Bright Gem, two lengths away is In the Zone from Missy Castleton. A further three lengths away then to I Asked Nicely, just being nursed around that bend. Two to Squire John, a further two lengths away then to Consider Me Now. A long way off then to October Rain and Contella. Up to the back they go, Caddy's Invasion worked on to the lead and leads a length and a half, two Need Success second. Three back on the inside is Lady Tanya, travelling kindly third from Sunblock. The big fella, he's fourth and on the inside. Three lengths away then to Diana Harbour, closing that gap. Two behind it to Native's Bright Gem, followed by Is In The Zone from Missy Castleton. Two lengths further afield, second up today, as I Ask Nicely. Last of the bunch is Squire John. And tailed off the other three, October Rain, Consider Me Now, and Contella. A mile left to run here in the third. The Country Feast trot over 2,600 metres, and it is now led once again by Need Success. He came around the outside of Caddy's Invasion, who is now trailing. Lady Tanya, three back on the inside, third, from Sunblock. First one away from the inside is Diana Harbour, around the outside of Native's Bright Gem. 1-1 running line cover, four is In the Zone, followed by Missy Castleton on the outside. Two lengths away then to I Ask Nicely from Squire John. A further six lengths back then to October Rain. And the other two, Consider Me Now and Contella, a long way off. Judge and one to go. It is Need Success at a steady tempo, a length and a half to Caddy's Invasion trailing. Moving forward a little bit closer now on the outside is Diana Harbour. Lady Tan has enjoyed a nice debut run, three back on the inside. Is In the Zone, gets a 1-1 spot. From Sunblock now four back on the outside, Missy Castleton. Followed next by Native's Bright Gem, trotting well, but five back on the inside. I Ask Nicely is third to last of the bunch. Squire John second to last, and two and a half lengths away is October Rain. Into the back they go. It is Need Success looking for the maiden victory today at the 800 metre mark, leads by two lengths on Caddy's Invasion. A neck away third is Diana Harbour, is In the Zone, improves three wide. Three back on the inside is Lady Tanya from Missy Castleton, also three wide. In the centre of those coming away from the inside, Native's Bright Gem. Three wide as I Asked Nicely from Squire John Sunblock, and five lengths away then to October Rain. It is Need Success travelling nicely down the side. As a sulky's length in front of is In the Zone, who progresses forward on the outside. Third on the outside is Missy Castleton, followed then by Diana Harbour. Next is I Asked Nicely, followed by Native's Bright Gem. Then came Squire John and Caddy's Invasion. The homeward bound, it is Need Success in front a length and a half. The Yoli Lane coming up now and plugs out on his In the Zone. Then came Missy Castleton, who came up with big strides. It's Need Success. Missy Castleton on the outside from I Ask Nicely. Need
Deep Success still in front. On the outside, Missy Castle to then IAS. Nicely start. 28 today. Here's the maiden victory for Need Success. Need Success beat Missy Castle in third over IAS. Nicely. Ben is in the zone from Native Sprite Gem Squire John. Followed over by Diana Harbour Sunblock. A few of these coming in at intervals. Then Lady Tanya, Katie's Invasion, October Rain made a mistake at the start. So too did Contella. Consider Me Now broke several times during the running and is last in.
Four Need Success, $2.91.60 Blair Orange, 13 Missy Castleton, $2.60, and 12 I Asked 9.